I know we have a lot of calls on hold, and I will get to each and every one of you. I thank you for your patience. But I just want you to pause for a second and let me read you something that's really, really moved me. I wonder how many of you remember Kim. Kim used to ring this radio program from time to time, and she was fantastic. She was battling breast cancer and receiving treatment, but it never got her down. She was always bright and happy and breezy. She was always up. She was always, I thought, inspirational in the fact that she was so bravely facing this grave disease, but she was doing it with a head held high. She was the lady that asked me one morning, why the hell do you work this shift and work these hours when your wife has such an important job? I said, what do you mean? She said, well, she's a minister in the government, remember? And I explained that, no, that was my nickname for her, the Minister for War and Finance and Leader of the Opposition. And we had a good laugh over it. Well, very sadly, last week, Kim lost her battle with breast cancer. And she knew that the end was coming. She knew that the battle was nearly over. And so she wrote an amazing letter to myself and to Jamie and to all of you listening. She has sent it to the Australia Overnight family. And if you could just indulge me, could you let me read it to you? Because that's what she wanted. She says, dear Luke and Jamie, and all the wonderful people who listen to Australia Overnight, every wonderful, delightful thrill, experience and emotion life has to offer has been mine. Rather, recall me with a fond smile as the friend who shared your laughter, tears and dreams recently. The person who thought that the minister was a real job and who was the saddest, most tragic Parramatta Eels follower who delighted in letting you, Luke, know when we'd beaten you. I became super excited whenever the Big G and Ivy came on the radio. Such exceptional people. Save your sadness and sorrow for those who leave before they find and see, feel, taste, touch and discover the precious pleasures of this world. I've lived a goodly span of years and enjoyed them all. I've laughed a lot. I've cried a little. I've seen thousands of sunsets. The memories of the years I have lived turn over slowly like the pages of a book. There were victories and they gave life zest. There were defeats and sadness, but they made me stronger. Cherish the peace, everybody, and the joy that I have found in my faith. Life was good. I saw birds in the spring gardens resting in winter and bursting into life in the spring. Think of the happy times, Christmases, gathering space in the cool places, vacations, the books we read together, watching the ocean roll and gathering seashells, the pets we've loved, the old swimming holes. And most of all, remember the thousands of times we were all together. No one dies as long as there is one person left in the living world who remembers with fond recall and shares a thought, though that person has gone ahead. She says, someday one of you may be looking thoughtfully at the vast Pacific Ocean, assessing its beauty and its changing moods. You may feel a sudden, warm, soft breeze across your cheek, and you'll know that I am there. Or you might be standing on a mountaintop looking across a sweep of wooded foothills and valleys. And if there is a sudden gentle stirring amongst the trees, feel that I am sharing that moment with you. On Christmas Eve, if there's a small star in the sky, look at it with love and let it come into your heart. A person really never dies while there are those on earth who loved that person. One is never gone as long as there are those who remember with fondness and as long as memory evokes a wistful smile. All those who have loved and who have been loved have earned a piece of immortality. So please, no sad tears for me. Luke, I will still listen to you every night, spreading the word, but in a different place.
Wow.